I started my podcast 4 months ago, and I'm already Europe's fastest growing podcaster with 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube alone. I've recorded with over 50 big name guests, including best-selling authors, leading academics, CEOs, and I've also posted episodes with SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and many, many more. And I've gained over 4 million views across social media. And today I'm going to give you the 7 principles that I've used and have learned that have helped me grow my podcast so you can do the exact same yourself, even from your bedroom, even with a laptop, and even for less than $100. And we'll get to all of that later. So if you don't believe me, check my main channel, because I sometimes get a few negative comments saying that I'm lying. But yeah, my second channel is attached on this channel if you don't believe me. So the most important principle to grow your podcast is to get the biggest, most famous, most credible guests on your show as fast as possible. Why? Because if you get big name guests on your show, that will increase your credibility and your show's credibility. It will also bring new fans that follow them onto your show who want to know more about them and the conversation you had with them. But the only way to make sure that you attract the big name guest audience onto your show and therefore get some followers as a consequence of that is if you ask the guests to promote it on their social media platforms as well. The most progress I've made on my podcast, which helped me get 50,000 monthly listeners and helped me get monetized in the first few months, was having SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell promote the episode on his social medias. And that gave it a boost of a couple hundred views. I think it was about 500 views in the first few days, which was way, way more than what my channel normally got at that time. And 4 months later, it's now on 50,000 views because of that initial boost that the guest brought over from his social medias onto mine. Another example is economist and podcaster Tyler Cohen came on my show a few weeks ago, and he posted the link to the episode on his website. And loads and loads of people, thousands, came from that website onto my Spotify, onto my Apple, onto my YouTube, and it completely grew and expanded my audience by 10 times on the platforms like Apple and Spotify, all from him promoting the episode on his social media. So what we got to do is target these big name guests who have a following themselves, who can then help us promote the episode, because a percentage of people will click onto that promotion or that link that they put on their social media. And then a percentage of those who watch the episode will subscribe to you and watch your other episodes. It's the number one tactic that's allowed me to grow my show and become Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster. It's so, so good. Such a good tactic. The second principle is having not just high audio quality, like many of these podcasters advise you to do, but also have as high video and lighting quality as possible. Podcast has changed since 2010, since 2000, since even 2020. Most of your traffic is going to come from short form content, which we'll get to later, and also from YouTube. And these mediums are very visual platforms. So we can't just get away with having a high quality audio podcast. We also need to have high quality video. The only way to have high quality video is to have high quality lighting and a high quality camera. But luckily for you, you probably have an iPhone or an equivalent phone that has a really good recording quality. You know, you can record in 4K, you can record in HD. So you should definitely invest in a light. And the light I'm using right now is a £23 LED ring light off Amazon and some like £10 LED color lights in the background. And it makes the setup look pretty professional. So you don't have to spend loads to get high quality lighting, but I highly, highly advise you to invest in getting some LED lights to make your show look better, because it'll perform better on YouTube. It'll look more high quality. It will signal that your show is professional, and also get a tripod to attach your iPhone to so you can record high quality video. Have enough money to spend, then invest in a camera. Any of the common brands like Sony, Canon, Nikon, any of those brands work perfectly well for video. The third principle to grow your podcast is vulnerability. So Vulnerability would be opening up about yourself, about the problems you've had in the past, the struggles you're having now, and also asking questions to the guests that will help them. Like I've said in previous videos, you need to ask heart questions, which tap on people's vulnerability, make them open up and tell stories about themselves, but also ask the head questions, asking them about their expertise, ask them about the facts that they've memorized. So it's good to have a balance of those two. But most people forget to open up on their show, or don't feel comfortable doing so, or don't feel comfortable asking guests to open up on their show. But as soon as you do that, you'll get way more loyal audience, because people will connect with you more. Humans connect with vulnerability because they can relate to it if they've gone through a similar struggle. And they just appreciate you telling stories about what you've gone through. And therefore, they're more likely to subscribe, and you're more likely to get a loyal audience, which will obviously boost the retention and push the podcast to more new people. And they'll probably spread it through word of mouth as well. Because say someone was suffering with social anxiety and you open up about the social anxiety that you've had in the past as a teenager, people that have had that experience will automatically connect with you more, because they'll feel like you two are similar and you've gone through similar stuff. Therefore, they're going to be more likely to listen to the rest of your episodes and the rest of your show and tell more people about it, because we connect with people who have similar values to us, who've gone through similar things to us. So by being vulnerable, that is a great way to gain a loyal audience. And some tips for asking vulnerable questions: I always ask, if you had one piece of advice to your 20-year-old self, what would it be? It makes them reflect and ponder, and the answer that the guest gives might actually be quite a vulnerable answer if they've made mistakes or they've gone through a lot of stuff. Another one I ask is, how often do you think about death? Because that's always quite a vulnerable question, because most people avoid it or have a good answer, a good vulnerable answer for that. Or asking them what their childhood was like, or if they've ever struggled through a low point and how they managed to get through that. That's another way to get the guest to open up. But I would advise you opening up before you ask the question. So, you know, oh, I struggled with social anxiety when I was a teenager. Did you ever struggle through anxiety? If so, how did you get through that? That would be a good question to ask to make the guest open up, and therefore help the audience connect with you guys more and watch the rest of the video. The fourth principle to grow your podcast fast would be posting short form content and snippets. The problem with Apple and Spotify is they don't have good organic reach. They don't have the clips, or Spotify have just added clips, but they're still not that good. And people don't really use Apple and Spotify to consume short form content. But short form content is great, because a lot of people do consume short form content, and you get way more views through your short form content. So by clipping your podcast episodes into 8 to 10 minute videos on YouTube as teasers or as little snippets, and then also clipping it as short form content, that will drive traffic to your channel, and a small percentage of those people will also consume the full episodes. You've got to think of it as like a upside down pyramid funnel, where you'll attract a large amount of people through the short form content, then a small percentage will consume maybe your 10 to 15 minute videos, and then an even smaller percentage of those will consume the full episode. And that works because although only a small percentage will consume the full episode from that short form content, that's still better than not posting any short form content. It's way, way easier to gather a new audience through short form content. And it's the reason why I've got 3 to 4 million views in the last 4 months from my content. Most of that came from short form content, and that funneled and trickled down into my full episodes, because short form content is basically like a free sample. Some of the people that try your short form content will then consume your full episodes, and it's for free. You don't have to pay to post short form content, and short form content is basically advertisement for your show. Like, why wouldn't you do it? You have hours and hours of footage that you can repurpose, and if you want to repurpose it fast, then you would use platforms that I use, like Descript, to create short form content for you. I literally press a button and it creates 20 clips for me like that, using AI to go through the transcript and find the most engaging parts of my full episode. And I've done so many videos on that, and I go through the full step-by-step process to get viral worthy clips on my paid community. So top link in the description if you're interested in that. The next principle to grow your podcast, principle number 5, is to post on YouTube. Like I said, Apple and Spotify aren't good for organic growth on your show. They don't have a good algorithm. People don't go onto Apple Podcasts and scroll through, you know. But on YouTube, they do. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. And people often go there for education. They go there to consume. And way more people do that. Like billions of people do that. And the YouTube algorithm is very, very good at pushing content to the right people. So if you post your podcast on YouTube, you'll get a lot more viewers and more people who listen through YouTube. And then a percentage of those will go onto Apple and Spotify if they use that as well. So you've got to make sure your titles and your thumbnails and your video is high quality if you want it to do well on YouTube. Made videos like that in the past on this channel, but also I give really step-by-step detailed tips on the process I use to make sure my thumbnails and titles are super engaging for YouTube in my private paid community. Top link in the description for that. And it just helps you get a new audience. People use YouTube way more. And I think it is the number one podcast platform now, YouTube. It's just completely changed over the last decade or so. Most people used to just listen on Apple Podcasts and then maybe on Spotify. YouTube came along and people actually are watching full episodes on their phone. They're watching the video as well. So it's an absolute no-brainer. You have to be posting on YouTube if you want to grow your show in 2025 and in 2026. So principle number six to grow your podcast super fast is consistency. You need to be posting at least 2 to 3 full episodes a week if you want to grow your show. Obviously, if you post 2 to 3 times a week. And if you do that for a long enough period of time, you post at the same time, the same day, every single week, people will fit your episodes into their routine. Say you posted at 7 a.m. every Monday and Friday. Over time, people are going to be expecting you to have a new episode come out and they'll consume it on their way to work. And as soon as you get your content in people's routines, that's when you'll get a high amount of returning listeners, and then you'll get your podcast pushed to way more people, and people will start talking about your podcast through word of mouth. So if you're not consistent, you won't grow your show, you won't get the exponential J curve growth that compounds on itself. Made an Instagram for my photography a few years ago when I was 15, so 6 years ago now, 5.5 years ago now. And there was a period where I posted a reel every day for 3 months. My following went from 1,000 followers to 10,000 followers in 3 months. And then I stopped and I maybe posted a few times every few weeks. What happened? My growth completely stagnated. I've posted multiple clips from my podcast, multiple episodes a week for my podcast since April, so for the last 5 months. And I'm now Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster with millions of views, 50,000 monthly listeners. That's all from consistency. If I posted one episode a month, I would still be on about 10 downloads. You have to commit and be consistent and post at least 2 to 3 full episodes a week, and then loads of shorts and loads of snippets every single day if you want to grow your show in 2025 and 2026. That's one of the most important things to do. And also you'll just be able to practice more and get better the more you do it. So the more consistent you get, the better you get. Therefore, more people will start listening. And then the seventh principle to grow your podcast is an attention-grabbing title. I made a video on this a few days ago, so make sure to check that out after this. But you've got to make sure your title matches the first question. And then the first question, therefore, has to be super engaging. Because if the first question isn't super engaging, people are going to click off. People only give you about 30 seconds in your video to decide whether they stay on to watch or they click off. So you've got to make sure the first question is super engaging. And then you just match the first question with the title. So say I had Tyler Cohen come onto the show and I basically asked him, why is the West declining? Why is it stagnating? Why is it failing? That was my first question. Then I made the title, Why the West is Failing You Today. Both super engaging and resulted in thousands of views from that combination. Engaging question, which means you could create an engaging title. Don't be clickbait. So if you ask a question that isn't that engaging at the start of the episode and then you title it something super clickbait, people are going to click off straight away. They're not going to trust you, and therefore they're not going to listen to your future episodes. and therefore YouTube won't push it to many people, and Spotify won't either. All the platforms won't push it to people if you deceive them by creating a clickbait title. And the better retention we get, the more views we get, the more trust we get, the more people talk about your show and recommend it to other people. So it's super important to make sure you have an engaging first question that matches with your title. So that's just a run through of the 7 principles that I've used to help me become a pro podcaster in the last 4 months. If you want my personalized feedback and you want to join a community of ambitious podcasters who will help you be accountable and help you stay on this journey and grow your podcast, top link in the description, and I'll hopefully see you there. Goodbye.